The Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation says the person was traveling from Anchorage when they tested positive at the Bethel Airport before heading to a nearby village the same day. Nunapachuk residents confirmed that the traveler arrived in their village, and community leaders announced a lockdown this afternoon. YKHC says the person was not showing symptoms of COVID-19 when they were tested and are now self-isolating. YKHC is sending a team to the village today for screening and rapid testing. Nunapachuk resident Jacob Tbwelk says it's eerie in the community as residents hunker in their homes.
Youngest daughter loves to go out and socialize. The first thing I did was I called. My wife told her to look for her daughter, tell her to come home.
Tbwelk, who also works for the city, says community leaders met today to plan how they would handle the case. Nunapachuk just lifted some of its travel restrictions 2 days ago, but immediately restored them today.
There's going to be only a few essential workers that will be working.
YKHC began offering COVID-19 testing to all passengers arriving into Bethel at the airport 3 weeks ago. Less than half of passengers have opted for testing, and YKHC says in a press release that, quote, this case highlights the urgent need for all passengers to be tested. YKHC says the case highlights the importance of hand washing and masking, and it encourages social distancing, quarantining, and regularly disinfecting high-touch surfaces at homes. The only other confirmed case of COVID-19 in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta was announced more than a month ago on April 6. This second case comes a week after Governor Mike Dunleavy began his second phase of reopening Alaska's economy by loosening social distancing restrictions and allowing many businesses to operate at higher capacities. Earlier this week, the city of Nunapachuk said it would declare a state of emergency to repair damage caused by the worst flooding the village experienced in a decade. The high water on the Johnson River rose over the weekend following breakup, and it damaged two homes, boat docks, and the boardwalk. Reporting in Bethel with help from Anna Rose MacArthur, I'm Christy Schallenberger.